This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you're more likely to order dessert if your server is this.
Hot.
Okay, hot. That could be one reason, maybe, but that, it actually doesn't go in line with what I'm about to tell you, Tom.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Overweight.
Overweight is the correct answer.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Well,
yeah,
if they're skinny and look great, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take a water.
Yeah.
No dessert.
Making you feel guilty.
Yeah.
So, and this is kind of interesting. You know, servers have a big, I guess.
But, and I cannot lie.
Tip jar?
Yeah. a big influence on what you have to order. Obviously, with the description of the way they, you know, they'll walk up to your table like, hey, would you like a pizza with three different cheeses, gently melted over a brick oven, sprinkled with herbs and spices? And I'm like, you know, it's better than a server like, you want a pizza?
You want the Totino's?
Yeah.
I don't think the server has that big of an influence on me.
Well, you're different.
I know
Tom.
What I want when I walk in. I'm going to order it, and I don't think they're going to. I don't even listen to the specials.
But you're the kind that eats the same thing at every restaurant. I mean,
yes.
I eat the same. I have something on that menu that I like.
See, I like a variety. Sometimes
I
go back to the same restaurant, I don't want the same thing I had.
Yeah. See, variety is the spice of life, and it's not a good spice.
So I'll ask, you know, hey, is this good?
Well, he can have variety. There's chicken nuggets, chicken fingers. It's variety.
I like steaks, too. I get filet a lot.
Well, you're more likely to order dessert if your server is overweight. It's hard enough to stick to your diet when you do go to a restaurant. But researchers, they observe the interaction between a bunch of diners at like 60 different full-service restaurants. And then they estimated the body mass index of each server and diner using a special chart. At that point, the diners were four times as likely to order desserts when the server had a higher BMI.
See, now we just hurt every server's feelings, because if people get dessert from them, they're going to be like, oh, now I know why.
I don't think they're thinking that.
That's what I would think.
Negative view of things.
That's the way I would think.
You search for insults in everything.
That is an insult.
It really isn't. Like, you know, I mean, just because...
You're just a good salesperson.
Yeah, we're not talking about, you know, I have to be... insult. It's like they're just a little overweight.
Well, based on this, I guess they don't serve dessert at Hooters, right?
I don't know.
They're using something else to sell their stuff, Kato.
Do they have dessert? Do they have food?
That's
there?
What I'm saying.
I think that they're using a different sales technique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That, you know, there's differences. Like, this one works at, say, Cracker Barrel, but maybe not so much at Hooters.
Cracker Barrel.
Mm. But the diners also may order actually more alcoholic drinks as well. 18% more alcoholic drinks if the server has more BMI.
Oh, I thought you meant after you order dessert, you order more alcohol because you're feeling guilty.
No.
It's a complex deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you eat with somebody, like if your friend happens to be a little bit more chubbier than you, you eat more at the restaurant as well, according to this research. So
I'm doing my part to let people enjoy their restaurant.
Yes, you are. Yes. You're looking across the table like, well, you know, I mean, Tom's having that, so I might as well have it too. You know, I'm I'm not as, his BMI is a little bit more than mine, so.
Wow, you've just drank the PC Kool-Aid, didn't you?
I don't know.
Even, like, protecting me from stuff.
I don't understand.
His BMI is just a little more than it should be.
Yeah. That's a nice way to say.
Yeah, his Hom's fat.
Yeah. But you know what? You do go to a restaurant, and you got, let's say a little skinny teenager comes up and says, hey, yeah, this is delicious. You're going to love this. You're like, do you trust him?
Why not? Yeah. I mean, just because this person's skinny don't mean they can't like food.
You're like, how would you know?
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know nothing.
I don't know. No,
but I will trust those 4 stars at Cracker Barrel.
Oh, I do read reviews.
And no, I'm talking about the ladies that got the 4 stars on their apron.
Oh, yeah. I guess they've been there the longest.
Is hash browns good? Are they good today? How about that cornbread?
You're the only person I know that knows that. I've never knew there was a star system for Cracker Barrel waitresses.
I did, but I don't pay attention.
Are you kidding me? It's on their aprons. It's like, you know, they've earned those 4 stars. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm usually not staring at their aprons. I'm usually digging in that menu.
Well, I know you are. But so BMI does make a big difference. Like the servers. So maybe, you know what, you servers out there, you'll make a little extra money. You know, go ahead. Plump up a little bit.
Just wear a fat suit. Going to work every day looking really big. Honey, you want some more of that dessert? Go on. Didn't hurt me none. I think I would be a plus size.
Yeah. We won't even get into the conversation of 2 guys and 1 spoon. I think we've already covered that one before, haven't we?
I've done it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It's like, bring that dessert.
Yeah. 1 milkshake, 2 straws.
Sounds like a bad movie on the internet.
It doesn't it, though?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I don't brag about this a lot, but I have some interesting college degrees to be in radio.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, I was getting an engineering physics degree whenever I decided to do radio and a minor in mathematics. But what you may not know about me is I also have a medical degree from Dr. Google. So yeah. I consider myself pretty good at diagnosing things just based on a few symptoms and a Google search.
I will say you taught me a lot about Google, to put the parentheses around certain words and stuff,
right,
to find the specific thing. Yeah.
The bad thing is now they've pretty much started to dumb it down so anyone can find anything.
Oh, wow.
So my superpower has been diminished.
Anybody can be a Google doctor now, right?
Yeah. I don't know about a doctor. Now, that's a whole other thing, because you got to avoid the extreme things and make sure you don't give yourself some horrible disease when it's really just a minor thing.
Or have to pay a lot of money for all the ER visits because you thought you were dying.
Yeah. I saved Kato a lot of money there.
Yeah.
You know what? I quit caring.
Okay, well, that was a different route. I was like, for 90 bucks, you can get this little thing that you put your fingers on, and it tests your heart and tells you whether to go to the hospital or not.
I told my family, I said, look, I've been to the ER so many times thinking I'm having a heart attack that I'm never going again. So yeah, if I'm having symptoms at home, that's where you're going to find me.
There you go.
Because I will never go to the ER again when I'm thinking I'm having a heart attack.
Have you considered the $90 thing?
I don't know what that is.
The thing that you put your fingers on and it tells you
if
your heart.
Those things really work.
You know what? You'll have your cell phone in your hand with Google open to some kind of, you know,
heart. Am I having a heart attack.com.
Alexa.
That's how I want to be found. Well, I want to do my part to warn you about something extremely dangerous out there. It's called working out.
Yeah, well.
This woman in South Carolina, no less, just had something horrible happen from whenever she was working out. 25-year-old woman. I haven't figured out what city this is
Charleston.
Yet. Is it Charleston?
Yeah, I was reading that earlier going, yes, another reason not to work out.
Well, this is something called rhabdo. R-H-A-A-B-D-O.
What is it?
It's where you damage your muscles so badly that instead of rebuilding stronger, which is what you shoot for when you work out,
yeah,
they actually just die. And eventually, this can cause kidney failure and kill you. Her arms literally exploded.
Oh, wow.
They swole up super huge. I'm going to show you a picture of their swole up pictures here.
I don't
here.
Think I want to see.
That's her arm.
Oh, my goodness.
It looks like a leg.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's because all of the muscle stuff had died, and so it started to go septic, and it turned into a giant infection instead.
And she's saying, man, look at my biceps. They're huge.
Her elbow was swole.
Yeah.
Everything was swole up.
She said
she is done with CrossFit after this.
Yeah.
I got a picture of her in the hospital. She seems to be recovering at this point. She's a cute girl. But the idea of doing exercises till you made your muscles die and then you got an infection in your muscles because you had worked out too hard.
Yeah.
I think I'm safe from that.
Well, we know you are, Tom.
But I'm definitely not going to take any more chances, that's for sure. There are some signs, though, also, that maybe you have been working out a little too hard.
Okay.
And this could help people out. If you're way into working out, if you know someone who can't go anywhere without their phone, that's you with the protein powder. If you're like, you don't go anywhere without that powder.
Oh, they got the protein shake always in their hand?
Yeah, they're always carrying that. Or they got that tub with them so they can mix it in with whatever they're getting for lunch, you know?
Or how about, okay, how about the people that have that gallon jug of water? Always where they go.
Yeah, the hydration people.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you named your kids Stair and Master, you may be working out too much.
Are they twins?
Well, that would make it more acceptable, yeah. I guess.
I do like that name, Stair.
Okay. I like Master, but hey, what do I know? After you eat at the dinner table, you wipe down your chair. You're so used to doing it to the machines at work, you know? They say your fitness tracker alerts you whenever you hit 10,000 compliments on your abs.
Okay.
That's a lot of compliments on anything. If you've ever pulled a muscle just from grunting, that's what would happen to me. I would grunt while doing it, and that would be what caused the damage for sure.
Well, you got to grunt when you lift those heavy weights.
Okay. You could be working out too often if you think 24-hour fitness isn't open enough.
Okay.
Now, technically, they are not 24 hours anymore, so you could think that,
right,
but you get the joke. And also a sign that maybe you're working out too much, you work out.
Oh, there you go.
That's a sign you're working out too much.
Honestly, I enjoy when I do work out. I feel better after I do work out.
When? Because I feel horrible after I work out.
Well, after you get done off the treadmill, you get off and you're like, you know, you're breathing heavy, your blood's pumping.
You're talking about that brief moment between when you did the exercise and you're finally glad you're done, and then the moment when all your muscles start to go, we're going to ruin your life now.
That is the next day or the day after that.
Right. Then that lasts for several days.
You know what blows me away is, so this girl, she's working out so much, her arm explodes, okay? And you hear about that all the time, like, I blew my knee out, you know? It's like, I've worked out so much, I blew my knee out. Like, what are we doing to our body? And then you see, you remember that picture where the guy blew, you know, his butt exploded when he was doing the squats?
I saw that.
That was horrific.
I will never, ever get that out of my mind.
Yes, his butt, it exploded. It turned inside out, and he was doing squats. He went all the way down and tried to go back up.
Wrecked him, darn near killed him.
I'm like, I don't want any of my body parts exploding like that.
No.
I'm not taking any chances. You will find me with Dr. Google opened up saying, am I having a heart attack? But you will not find me lifting any weights.
Yeah, you won't have his phone up going, how many sit-ups do I have to do to get abs?
Not a chance. I got abs. They're just hidden under there somewhere.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I have the things that we never get tired of hearing. Things we never get tired of hearing. Thank you, obviously, is one of those things. You love to hear a thank you. A lot of times we forget to say thank you, but it could be for a significant other. It could be your coworker. But as long as someone says, you know what, thank you for doing that. Or it could be, you know, even if it's something insignificant, like he actually put the wet towel in the dirty clothes hamper.
I tell my wife that all the time. If you give me more positive feedback, I'm more likely to keep doing the things you like. But if you nag me, I'll never get around to it.
Okay.
I'm one to do that. I'll say I appreciate you or thank you. Like when a server, every time they come to the table, I say thank you for refilling my drink. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for walking by. Hey, thank you.
I was a little weirded out at first because I'm like, well, you live alone, Cato. Who are you thanking for this wet towel thing? you mentioned it was outside of your house, too. Yeah,
pat yourself on the back. Good job, me.
I've done that. I check off something on my to-do list. Uh-huh. I'm like, you go, boy.
Things we never get tired of hearing. Those three little words, I love you. Could be from your kids, your spouse, your mom, your dad, whoever.
Dog.
I love you. Well, your dog does it in a different way. That tail's wagging when you come home, you know.
Yes. I think it depends on who's saying it and how they say it.
Well, sure, everything can be said in a mean way.
I love you.
Oh, my God. I didn't think of that.
What you drinking, dog?
I thought you meant more, I love you. Can I get some money?
That's a kid. That's what kids do.
And then thank you.
Yeah.
Kids don't even say, I love you or thank you. Sometimes they just want the money.
Boy, they do, right? They know how to play you, too. And here's something the kids do like to hear. I'm proud of you. Yeah. I think that husbands and wives like to hear that too. You know, I'm proud. I'm proud to be with you tonight.
Way to a man's heart is through his ego. You see men leaving perfectly good, attractive wives because some other woman has made him feel like a man. And that is, you know, you got these women running around, oh, I shouldn't have to make him feel like a man. Well, guess what? He is already looking for someone who ain't as annoying as you are because he's looking for someone who's not going to say that. He's looking for someone who's going to make him feel like a man.
Okay.
And it
seems
like a pretty easy way to get what you want, ladies.
I think it could be on the flip side, too.
Yep.
I think she needs some compliments as well.
Yep. You're beautiful, baby.
Yeah, you look fantastic tonight.
Well, I certainly didn't suggest that isn't the case.
Well, and that's one of the things that you never get tired of hearing. I love your insert body part here. Whatever body part it might be. It could
be guess.
Eyes. It could be, you know, your earlobe. You have the most beautiful earlobes.
I'm going to think you can figure out a way to do this wrong.
I love your bunions.
You do?
Yeah. I dressed them up. I painted my toenails, too.
I would so rather hear someone compliment something I did well than tell me some part of my body looked good.
It could also be like your shoes. Like, that's something that girls love to hear. I love those shoes. I love that purse.
Yeah.
But that's just some of the things we never get tired of hearing. The guys, I think, are a little bit different. It might be more like bigger items. Like, I love your car. How many times have you been like at the gas station and like, oh, man, I love that car. That makes you feel good.
Never.
Well, I know, but you got to have like one of those hot rod cars like Tom's
got. I don't
even
look at cars when I'm getting gas.
Oh, I make sure you look. I rev the engine real good, squeal the tires.
You know what
a little.
I think? Redneck.
And see, I'm petty. If you act like that, I'm going to act like I've never seen your car. It's not there. I don't care.
I don't care. I know you're lying.
I'll act like I'm blind. I'll pump my gas and get back in my car and act like I'm blind.
That's
feel
scary.
Feel around for the starter.
Yeah.
All right. And a good laugh or good chuckle at someone is something they always love to hear. They don't get tired of hearing that. Like, you might try a joke and someone giggles. It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Wow, we don't feel good a lot in here, do we?
I was going to say, Hawk must be miserable.
You act like you're the funniest guy in the world.
You totally misunderstood that. I was just saying how we don't laugh at your stuff very often.
We laugh at him.
Yeah.
I just thought we were making him feel bad.
Well, I don't need y'all to laugh at it. I laugh at it myself.
He does.
But a good laugh will make you feel good. And then they say, hearing someone say, can you help me figure this out?
No.
It's complicated.
No, can you? I don't like to hear that. Can you?
But you know what, though? It makes you feel good because you can figure it out, something that they don't know how to figure out.
Yeah.
And it boosts your ego a little bit. Like, you know what? I want to help, especially if it's in a relationship. Now, with coworkers, it might be a little bit different. But
well, I mean, I don't want to say, can you help me move?
Okay, but that's different. It's helping them figure out something that's complicated. That they're like, I don't really understand this. Can you help me figure this one out?
Or just getting the jar off something. I feel like that's a quick little ego boost for guys.
See, you're doing the whole thing I suggested. That's perfect.
Yeah.
You make him feel like a man.
That's, I'll be over there struggling, and I give it to John. He's like, dook.
And then you're like, honey, I must have loosened it for you.
But that's the thing is when you hand it to us, we're thinking, gosh, I hope I get this open.
I know. And then when you're sitting there grunting like 3 or 4 minutes, like, can't get it.
I was just kidding. Yeah,
please get it loose before you hand it to us.
I can't.
The one thing you don't want to hear, though, is like, you know, if this is complicated, like, honey, I have messed up the credit card account again, and I need some help. Can you help me figure this one out?
I know.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
All right, it's a very special Torture Tuesday because we have Dex and Barbie T who have joined us on the afternoon show now. And as part of the initiation to joining us, you have to do a Torture Tuesday.
Right.
I love this.
This was not part of the contract talks. I'm a little nervous.
Well,
I'm
excited. We decided this would be a lot of fun for Barbie T to be able to do this Torture Tuesday to you, Dex.
Right.
Because we get to enjoy that. You know, Kato, we send him out to do some crazy stuff, and we just sit back and laugh.
I get to sit back and laugh.
I hope I do you proud.
No, when we brought this up, you guys said you've seen something on TikTok with the TENS device, which I've actually used that before for something or other, and it shocks the heck out of you.
Yeah. It's supposed to like make your muscles twitch, and it's supposed to be great to like loosen up, right?
Yeah, it does. I use it for my shoulder all the time.
Okay.
I have shoulder pain, and so it helps a lot.
Well,
with
that don't
muscle.
Sound like torture.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it can be. It gets up there. Right.
So I guess as far as the power. How extreme can
it
this
goes
shock
up to
be?
8?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, we want Dex to be in pain for this.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
And the fun part is maybe you can just try to drink something with this TENS unit hooked up to your arm.
Now, okay.
Oh, that's the TikTok challenge, too.
Yeah, right.
Is that you try to take a drink while this thing's shocking the crap out of your arm.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, so I have 4 of the paddles on my arm, and we're going to see.
4?
Yeah.
Now, for those who don't know what a paddle is, this is like when they wire you up for an EKG or something.
Yes.
It looks like one of those medical shows when they stick all the, and it's got red and black wires, which is positive and negative wires, with voltage going into this. Does it say how much voltage it is?
Too much.
I don't know. It's a 10-7. So that's all I know.
Oh, no.
That sounds like a lot.
No.
You guys, I don't know. This is a great idea.
I think this is an amazing idea.
It's going to be funny, too.
Dex, it's so funny. You got some sweat on your brow.
Yeah. It's called glisten. Okay.
You might as well take a sip of that drink while you can now.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm going to do? So this is a red vitamin water, and so probably not the best for the pants that I'm wearing or the white shoes that I have on.
So we're about to do a Torture Tuesday. Yeah. Got initiated here on the Hawk and Tom show. Okay. Are you guys ready for this, Dex?
I'm so ready.
Because you don't have to do this.
Okay. All right. So just give us a countdown.
Okay.
We're going to find out if you have a drinking problem.
All right.
Well,
do you want to do just a little practice shock just to make sure?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. With your nails, you know?
Yeah,
are you sure you're good?
Me turning the knobs with my nails, it might get stuck on an 8 or something.
Oh. Okay. Those are some long nails, too.
Yes, it is.
Good.
All right, do you want to grab the cup now?
No, I'm going to try to grab it from down low. Okay.
Okay.
It's just jerk.
You look like a preacher at church who's leading song lead. Yeah.
Are we ready?
Go ahead. Grab the cup.
Take a drink.
All right, he's trying to grab the cup.
He's trying to.
A little spillage. Not bad.
We're ramping it up now. Look at him.
That
look
is
at
so
him.
Wild.
Look at him. We want to go to 4? You want to go to 4? Oh, God. It's everywhere.
All right, lady, for it.
That's
crazy. Oh, my God.
All right, turn it up.
Okay.
That was up. Oh, yeah, we went up.
All right.
We went up.
I think some of that went in my nose.
Yeah. And his eyeballs.
Man.
I got some into my mouth.
All right, Kato, you're next.
Yes. It's a Torture Tuesday.
Wait. No.
Yeah. Come on, do it.
Barbie?
I got you. All right, it'll be great.
All right, so we're going to strap Kato up.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll do it.
I wouldn't have anything to do with it. Electric stuff is not my thing.
Yeah. Like, well, especially with water.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, death penalty. You want this? I'm like, not electric chair. Anything else, but not that.
I just hate when I get shocked, you know, when you scoot your feet on the carpet and all of a sudden
and then you
get
electric shocks. Yes.
I hate that.
Yeah.
All right. right, so we're going to strap Kato into the old electric chair.
This is an electric shock therapy. it repeatedly pulses your arm with electric pulses.
Dex was like, "You're already shaking." I'm like, "Yes." Yeah. I'm already a little nervous and hasn't been turned on yet.
That's part of Kato's nerves.
Thank you.
He has, it goes in the zone.
Hey, just be thankful we strapped it to your arm.
That was not our first choice.
Yeah. All right.
All right, so you're going to try to pick up the glass.
Right, and you're going to try to drink this liquid. Right. It's a red vitamin water.
Yeah, try to drink it, Kato.
Okay.
All right.
But while you're being shocked.
Torture Tuesday, right. Kato's about to get shocked. 3, 2, 1, start the 10s unit.
It's starting.
It's shaking. His hand's shaking. Okay. Yep. It's shaking.
Where are we at?
We're at like 2.5.
All right.
I'll start off easy. All right, we're at 3.
It's so weird. His arm just moves like he's not
start?
In control of it.
Try to get it now.
Try to get the cup right now.
Hold on, somebody
help him.
He's like shaking.
Oh, yeah. He's shaking. That's not the one with the TENS unit on it.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
Number 2, Torture Tuesday. Kato's getting shocked right now.
I know. All right, here we go.
3, 2, 1, go. Go, go.
Now he's got liquid on his arm.
Yes, I went up to 6 on you, Kato.
Oh, wow. I couldn't let it go.
The cup. Hey, you have to watch the video.
Oh, my
right?
gosh.
On the Honky Tonk Facebook fan page for our Torture Tuesday electric shock therapy.
I couldn't let the cup go. I was trying to release it.
Hey, it's just like the weekend when you're drinking.
Thanks to Shorty for doing the filming.
Yeah,
Shorty came in
to help us out, our camera person this morning. It's Torch Tuesday this week.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.